Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Tatami. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I am Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I am Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
If you are into Japanese flooring, or even if you're not, I bet you're going to find something interesting in this article.
I bet you will.
I know nothing about this. I'm reading this 100% cold. Let's figure it out. This article is about the Japanese flooring for the Japanese armor component, see tatami do. A tatami is a type of mat used as a flooring material in traditional Japanese-style rooms. Tatamis are made in standard sizes, twice as long as wide, about 0.9 meters by 1.8 meters, depending on the region. In martial arts, tatami are the floor used for training in a dojo and for competition. Interesting point, though, twice as long as wide is also how pool tables work.
I did not know that.
Well, here you go.
Tatami are covered with a web-faced weave of soft rush, iguza, common rush, on a warp of hemp or weaker cotton. These are four warps per weft shed, two at each end or sometimes two per shed, one at each end to cut costs. The doko core is traditionally made from sewn together rice straw, but contemporary tatami sometimes have compressed wood chip boards or extruded polystyrene foam in their cores instead or as well. The long sides are usually edged hairy with brocade or plain cloth, although some tatami have no edging.
History. The term tatami is derived from the verb tatamu, meaning to fold or to pile. This indicates that the early tatami were thin and could be folded up when not used or piled in layers.
Tatami were originally a luxury item for the nobility. The lower classes had mat-covered earth floors. During the Heian period, when the Shindenzukuri architectural style of aristocratic residences was consummated, the flooring of Shindenzukuri palatial rooms were mainly wooden, and tatami were only used as seating for the highest aristocrats. At first I said aristocrat, like the movie.
Yeah, I heard that. In the Kamakura period, there arose the Shoenzukuri architectural style of residence for the samurai and priest who had gained power. This architectural style reached its peak of development in the Muromachi period, when tatami gradually came to be spread over whole rooms. Beginning with small rooms, rooms completely spread with tatami came to be known as zashiki, spread out for sitting, and rules concerning seating and etiquette determined the arrangement of the tatami in the rooms.
It is said that prior to the mid-16th century, the ruling nobility and samurai slept on tatami or woven mats called goza, while commoners used straw mats or loose straw for bedding. Tatami were gradually popularized and reached the homes of commoners toward the end of the 17th century.
Houses built in Japan today often have very few tatami-floored rooms, if any. Having just one is not uncommon. The rooms having tatami flooring and other such traditional architecture features are referred to as niorma or washitsu, Japanese-style rooms.
I would love to have a tatami room.
You can totally have a tatami room. You're a grown person. You can do that to your house.
I don't own property because I'm a millennial.
Got it.
Size. The size of a tatami traditionally differs between regions in Japan. Kyoto, 0.955 meters by 1.91 meters called Kyoma tatami.
Nagoya, 0.91 meters by 1.82 meters called Ainoma, lit in between size tatami.
Tokyo, 0.88 meters by 1.76 meters called a doma, or kantoma, tatami.
In terms of thickness, 5.5 centimeters is average for a kiyoma tatami, while 6 centimeters is the norm for a kantoma tatami. A half mat is called a hanjo, and a mat of three-quarter length, which is used in tea ceremony rooms, chashitsu, is called demi-tatami. In terms of traditional Japanese length units, a tatami is allowing for regional variation, 1 ken by 0.5 ken, or equivalently 6 shaku by 3 shaku. Formally, this is 1.81818 by 0.90909 meters, 5.9652 feet by 2.9826 feet. The size of Nagoya tatami. Note that the shaku is almost the same length as 1 foot in the traditional English-American measurement system.
In Japan, the size of a room is often measured by the number of tatami mats, about 1.653 square meters for a standard Nagoya-sized tatami. Alternatively, in terms of traditional Japanese area units, room area, and especially house floor area, is measured in terms of tsubo, where one tsubo is the area of two tatami mats, a square. Formally, 1 ken by 1 ken, or a 1.81818 meter square, about 3.306 square meters.
Some common room sizes in the Nagoya region are 4.5 mats equals 9 shaku by 9 shaku, which equals 2.73 meters by 2.73 meters.
6 mats equals 9 shaku by 12 shaku, approximately equal to 2.73 meters by 3.64 meters.
8 mats equals 12 shaku by 12 shaku, approximately equal to 3.64 meters by 3.64 meters.
Shops were traditionally designed to be 5.5 mats, and tea rooms are frequently 4.5 mats. Citation needed.
Layout. There are rules concerning the number of tatami mats and the layout of the tatami mats in a room. In the Edo period, auspicious tatami arrangements and inauspicious tatami arrangements were distinctly differentiated, and the tatami accordingly would be rearranged depending on the occasion. In modern practice, the auspicious layout is ordinarily used. In this arrangement, the junctions of the tatami form a T shape. In the inauspicious arrangement, the tatami are in a grid pattern, wherein the junctions form a plus shape. An auspicious tiling often requires the use of half mats to tile a room.
An inauspicious layout was used to avoid bringing bad fortune at inauspicious events, such as funerals. However, now it is widely associated with bad luck and avoided.
Then there's some diagrams showing different layouts that are auspicious and how they are laid out in house and where the entrances are. You'll take a look at it. And then also some of them are basically considered auspicious because they have a very good walking pattern. So you can walk in a spiral.
I do like that a lot.
In the tatami.
I like the idea of
walking
being able
in a spiral.
Yeah.
Why?
Because then I feel like I have a purpose in my journey.
Great. This has been the Wikipedia page for tatami.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen.
If you have a Wikipedia page that you'd like us to read, please let us know.